Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone, the podcast version, is being brought to us by Take a Shot Firearms. Reviews you can trust, shots you don't want to miss. Visit TakeAShotFirearms.com for more information. Enjoy the show.
Defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. It's great to be with you. If you are listening on one of the dozens of radio stations across the country carrying the program, great to be with you. If you are watching the Facebook live stream, great to have you here. Thousands of you are seeing it. Make sure to like and share the posts. And if you are watching on your television screens in the Northern California market and Reno, Nevada, San Francisco, Oakland, and some of those other areas up there, welcome inside the Armed American Radio, GunBroker.com, Daily Defense studios with me today on the Car Arms microphone. Great to be in your living room with you, wherever you're watching your television set. Great program lined up for you today. And some, boy, I'll tell you, it's tough to talk about some of the things we're going to talk about today, but do it we must. And I'm going to do it with a really good friend of mine, Lee Williams, the gun writer from the Sarasota Herald Tribune. Lee, how the heck are you, my brother?
Doing.
I'm doing great. We got you there. Okay, Lee, have you seen the story about the Washington State cop who put the video out about liberty and freedom and then was later fired?
Not only have I seen it, I've recommended it to all my followers on Facebook. He's Greg Anderson is the officer's name, Port of Seattle PD. He's also a Special Forces veteran, a combat veteran from the Army. Yeah. His GoFundMe has raised... You got to run it live. It just clicked over to $250,000, and I couldn't be happier about that. This guy is a smart, smart gentleman, and what he's saying is it's must viewing, must see TV.
How about you and I play a couple minutes of that to give the viewers and listeners just a little taste of what we're talking about? What do you think? And then we can come back and get some of your expert opinion on this. That sound fair enough?
I think that's a great idea. This is a very, very important topic, Mark.
All right, here's what you're getting ready to hear, listeners and viewers. I'm going to play you some of the tape that was taken from the officer's patrol vehicle. He's in uniform. He's on duty. And what he said was profound. It's about an 8-minute and 48-minute tape, but I'm not going to play you the whole thing. Just a couple minutes to give you the gist, and then I'll paraphrase some of what we didn't get to. I'll explain a little bit further as we get going down the road. Then we'll talk with Lee about this, and then I'll tell you what happened less than a couple days later. It is quite astonishing. Here we go.
You know, as a police officer, I'm compelled to make this video. I've been in law enforcement for 10 years, and I'm speaking to my peers, other fellow officers, people in any kind of law enforcement position. I've seen officers nationwide enforcing tyrannical orders against the people, and I'm hoping it's a minority of officers, but I'm not sure anymore, because every time I turn on the television, every time I look to the internet, I'm seeing people arrested or cited for going to church, for traveling on the roadways, for going surfing, opening their businesses, going to the park with their families, or doing nails out of their own house, using their own house as a place of business, and having undercover agents go there and arrest them and charge them with what? With a crime? I don't know what crime people are committing by doing nails in their own house, but we're seeing this more and more and more, and we need to start looking at ourselves as officers and thinking, is what I'm doing right? Now, I want to remind you that regardless of where you stand on the coronavirus, we don't have the authority to do those things to people just because a mayor or a governor tells you otherwise. I don't care if it's your sergeant or your chief of police. We don't get to violate people's constitutional rights because somebody in our chain of command tells us otherwise. It's not how this country works. Those are de facto arrests. You know, we're violating people's rights and taking money from them, or even worse, arresting them and depriving them of their freedom when they are exercising their constitutional rights. So let's talk about that. Let's read something right here off of the Declaration of Independence. All men are created equal. Among these, we have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their power from the consent of the governed, meaning our power and any government official's power is derived from the people. Okay? We don't hold power over our citizens. It's contradictory to everything that our country stands for. And this is what I'm seeing. First Amendment rights, telling people they can't go to church, freedom of religion. Okay? Telling people they can't protest, freedom of assembly. Fourth Amendment violations, illegal traffic stops to check for papers. What are you, the Gestapo? Is this 1930s, Nazi Germany? You don't get to stop people unless you have reasonable suspicion or probable cause that they have committed a crime. And I know people that have personally been stopped saying, we want to see papers showing that you're essential.
David, you copy a phone call.
That is not how our job works, okay? What really has been pissing me off lately is the fact that these officers that are going out here and enforcing these tyrannical orders, what they're doing is they're making my job and my safety, or they're putting my job and my safety at risk. Because what you're doing is you're widening the gap between public trust and law enforcement officers.
Now, I'm going to stop there. I could easily go on. I could listen to this tape, and I have, over and over and over again over the last day and a half. Lee, the gunwriter Williams, jump back in here with me if you would. That was Gary Anderson, I believe his name is, a Port of Seattle police officer, former Port of Seattle police officer. He was fired, Lee.
Yeah, they got him on insubordination. They ordered him to take down the video. He refused. That is a fireable offense. It's classic insubordination. Not saying that the firing was right, but yeah, I'm so angry, Mark, because you listen to him. What he's saying is 100% spot on. And sure, as a former cop, I can tell you, you know, during my time with a badge in my beltfold, it was Rodney King. When Rodney King happened, that widened the gap between public trust and law enforcement. This is much more serious than that. Not that Rodney King incident wasn't serious, but it was an isolated incident. This is pervasive, and it's taking place in most of the states. He's absolutely right. They are making the job of law enforcement much more difficult and much less safe. He's 100% spot on, brother. I give him nothing but kudos for putting this out there. I wish he wouldn't have done it on duty. I wish he wouldn't have done it in his patrol car so they couldn't have canned him. It just made it easier for them to fire him.
I don't think it would have mattered.
Saying, yeah, you're probably.
I don't think it would have mattered. Here's why. When you follow the rabbit and chase this rabbit down the hall, Lee, you find out that because he mentions in the video, and I didn't get to the point where he has the support of his department, he talks about, fortunately, because he spoke to his command, who agreed with him. And when the video only had a few thousand views, they praised him for it. It wasn't until hours later, 2 to 3 hours later. He says this in a follow-up video, viewers and listeners. I did watch it after our live hit on Facebook earlier with Rob Pincus today, and I was just astonished, upset, and angered about what I saw that they did to this kid. This was a 75th Ranger, if I'm not mistaken. A couple combat tours.
SF guy, yeah.
Yeah, this guy's the real deal. But regardless of that, he mentions some very prophetic things in here. And what happened was, I guess about 2 hours after he was warned or he was praised, he got a phone call a couple hours later from his command that says, this thing now has over 400,000 views. We need you to bring it down. And that's when he said, I can't bring it down, Lee. You know, I mentioned in my post that I have to stand my ground here, basically, is what he said. Because he told other officers, if you get orders from your command to do some of these things, don't. If it costs you your job, so be it. So he stood by his principles. Now he knew that this might cost him his job, but he knew he was going to stand on his principles. You know what he mentioned, Lee, that he's got a couple kids, two houses. He said, I've got the same sob story every one of you has, referring to other officers. The video racked up a few million views. He was called back and he says, take it off and take it down now or we're going to discipline you. And he said, I will not. And that's how they got him on insubordination. We've only got just a couple seconds, Lee. So when we come back, we'll talk about him being fired and some of what he said. In particular, one thing I want to mention to you as a former police officer. But Edward Crosby writes in, he was in uniform in a police vehicle. That's why he got in trouble. But he was right. We could go on and on and on. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I think about one thing in particular he said that was probably more prophetic than anything else. And I hope Michigan Governor Half-Whitmer is paying attention. We'll be back after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
If American history has taught us anything, it's when things get tough, Americans get tougher. While each state has their own reopening plans for this COVID-19 pandemic mess, there is a common thread. Governors and retailers are requiring citizens to wear masks. For example, I shop at Costco and can no longer go in without one. And if I'm going to be forced to wear one, I want a good one for myself and my family. Our partner, Pulse TV, has high-quality disposable face masks that are made in an FDA-registered facility. The surgical-style three-layer protection masks are breathable, hypoallergenic, and they filter out 90% of nanoparticles. Plus, they feature an adjustable wire nose bridge and elastic ear loops, which take the pressure off your ears for a comfortable and secure fit. Here's the best part. At a buck a face mask, that's a dollar per face mask, you can't beat their deal. And they ship within one business day, no waiting around for weeks, hoping that your order's even in stock. But you must hurry due to special pricing. These will sell out fast. Text the word ARMED to 258445. That's ARMED to 58445 today to place your order and wear the same mask we're wearing at AAR Ranch.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show indeed. GunBroker.com, by the way, I just had a brief conversation with Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com. Thrilled by the amount of views that we are seeing in Facebook and on the live streams and the television versions of this program coming to you from the Armed American Radio Video Network studios. It's a real thrill, and we are in the GunBroker.com studios. Of course, I talk with Patricia regularly, and she thanks you as well, does Carr Arms. I'll be doing a television hit with Carr in the near future. I believe it's on the 29th. More information about that as we continue to move forward. And I want to thank, I did a number of radio interviews earlier today, but with Vaughn, I had such a wonderful time with Vaughn up in Cape Girardeau, Missouri today about what was happening, the big win, the victory, the Second Amendment Foundation victory of our court case up with Governor Baker in Massachusetts. So lots of cool stuff going on. New sponsors getting ready to pop, as you've heard just a couple of them already. If you need the masks, remember, text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D. I want to make sure I get the right number for you, 258-445, 258-445. Just text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D. I resisted for a long time, but I shop at Costco, and they're requiring it. It's as simple as that. So I'm using the same ones. If you want to use the same masks that we're using, they're only a buck a piece. You can buy a 50-pack of them. They'll last you, you know, Lord knows how long. But you can get them for a buck. They ship right away, same day. They'll get to you in a couple days. They also have hand sanitizer over there, too, if you're looking for it. Stuff is getting hard to get, unfortunately. But all of this will end soon. I promise you. I promise you it will. And I want to say hello to a few people that I see watching the program today. Tracy Kelleher, it's so good to see you, Tracy. Dear friend in Pennsylvania, dare I say an old girlfriend. It's great to see you, Tracy. And also Holly Storrs, who I used to work with back in the late 80s at St. Johnsbury Trucking Company. It's great to see you in there, Holly, as well. Also in Pennsylvania, coincidentally. All right, let's go back to Lee Williams, the gun writer. Lee, welcome back in, brother. I got your ugly mug up on the board behind me here in the studios, okay? Where can people find you? It's pretty simple. Let's give that info out, okay?
Everything that we do is at thegunwriter.com, thegunwriter.com. Links to podcasts, social media, yeah, all the funny stuff that we do.
You know, I mentioned before the break, Lee, a profound commentary from this young officer. This kid's a hero, no doubt, to a lot of people, millions of Americans. I don't think he's going to be out of a job long. If there's a sheriff out in Washington State, you're listening in Spokane, you're listening in Seattle, you're listening in Olympia, you're listening in Portland to this program today. If there's a sheriff out there tuned in, hire this kid. This kid is everything every department would want, from what I understand. But, you know, Lee, he made the comment about, he says, anarchy. He fought in Iraq on the streets. He talked a little bit about anarchy, and he said, we derive our power from the people. People who have never witnessed anarchy don't know how fast his powers as a police officer can be taken from him. He says, I can lose my powers by the people in less than 10 minutes. We can all be powerless. And what he was referring to, and it reminded me of one of my favorite movies, and that's Tombstone. And I got to say this because it was Shane Summers in here, one of our viewers, says, they're just following orders. That don't fly around here, law dog. So I know Shane's a fan of Tombstone because that came from Ike Clanton talking to Wyatt Earp while he was dealing Pharaoh at the old Oriental Saloon. And that reminded me of what, of course, the officer said about 10 minutes and deriving those powers from the people, Lee. What I'm talking about is I go back to, it's a historical fact. Shortly after the gunfight at the OK Corral, Wyatt Earp was walking back to his brothers at checking on the carnage, making sure that they were okay, lay dead three individuals that they had just killed when Sheriff Johnny Behan, Cochise County Sheriff, walked up and said, I'm going to have to put you under arrest. And Wyatt Earp turned to him and he says, "I don't think I'm going to let you arrest me today, Johnny." Lee, do you remember that scene?
It's a classic movie and a classic scene. Absolutely. He did not consent to adhere to that man's authority, Bean's authority.
And what that comes from is what the officer was referring to in the Declaration of Independence and in our own founding documents. This society works because we agree to be governed lawfully. We agree, most of us do, to abide by the rule of law. But there's that element out there that does not. And when we, the people, decide that we've had enough, that the government is acting tyrannical, we will then decide whether or not we want to abide by your new rules. And that's what we're seeing in Michigan, of course. We're seeing it in a number, not just in Michigan, but some Republican-controlled states as well. The vast majority of the usual Democrat suspects. But nonetheless, Lee, he was concerned that we're going to get to that point. Would you address that, please?
I think his concerns are valid. He has seen that overseas in Iraq. He has seen that firsthand. He's witnessed it. I think it all comes down to, and I'm not disagreeing, you know, with officers, because he's speaking to his peers. That's the first thing he said. I'm speaking to my peers. We don't get to violate someone's civil rights because the chain of command says so. Police officers are used to following orders. Those orders can be given by sergeants, lieutenants, all the way up to mayors, chiefs of police, governors. But they don't have the authority to violate someone's civil rights. And nothing would hasten this anarchy quicker than allowing them to continue to do that, in my humble opinion.
No, I hold that opinion. I think you're absolutely correct. And one of his biggest concerns was he articulated it very well. We did hear part of it before I cut the video. Just in the essence of time, I would have played the remaining 4 minutes. But he was talking about the relationship, as fragile as it is now, between officers and the public. And this, I can take this right smack back to Barack Obama and his boneheaded comments about resulting in that stupid beer summit. By bringing race into this, Barack Obama and his administration destroyed the relationship between law enforcement officers and the general public. Would you agree with that or disagree with that?
I would agree, and I would take it back even farther. Go back to the 20s, go back to Prohibition. That destroyed the relationship between the public. Everybody likes to have a beer every now and then, and law enforcement.
Were you a cop back then during that administration?
No, I was not. Not during the Obama administration.
All right. Because the degradation of that relationship between the public and its law enforcement office, we are still witnessing today. The officer Anderson alluded to that in his commentary, and his concern is valid. And I believe it's what led him to say what he said shortly after that. And Leo, I know we're getting ready to take a break here. I'll keep running my mouth as long as I can, but I want to address that too. Because he was concerned about that relationship breaking down to a point that there was civil unrest in this country that would lead to violence based on the tyranny that he's seeing from some of these governors and mayors. He specifically pointed out to mayors. And I mean, I went as far down as homeowners associations as well. Okay. But you've got power mad people out there who believe that they can now take advantage of this and issue orders to their people. And that's what concerned him the most. We're getting ready to take a break at the bottom of the hour here. Please, please support all of our sponsors that you hear on Armed American Radio during the break. And when we come back, I'm going to continue the conversation with Lee the Gunwriter Williams. You know, by the way, he has his top 10 list of tips for working from home. We're going to have some fun and go over that with you. We'll see what the Gunwriter's tips are working from home. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, "We don't need that kind of gun," remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special Or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com. Today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense studios, the GunBroker.com studios here on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. You know, I can't help it. Every time I take a sip, this is Defender Coffee, by the way. I iced it down in here, so you can hear that. And, you know, there's a sign on every studio I've ever been in over the years that says no food or drink in studio. Okay. Right.
Okay.
That's why every garbage can in every studio I've ever been in over the years has the old pizza box in it, you know, or the cracker wrappers and the soda cans and the coffee cups, et cetera. I don't think anybody pays attention to that. The point that I'm making is it works well with Armed American Radio. It's, they're as effective as no gun signs. Criminals don't follow the law. Just like you like to eat in a studio, apparently, okay? Just like I like to eat in a studio or drink, have a coffee cup, whatever it is in a studio. Signs don't work. Online, some of the streamers. The attorney general needs to instruct his U.S. attorneys to start going after officials and charge them under 18 U.S.C. 241, conspiracy to deprive rights under color of law and deprivation of rights under color of law. The reason they won't is because the Constitution doesn't matter anymore. How do I know that? Because if I stand up on the steps of a state house, lawfully armed, carrying my sidearm, defending my right to bear arms, Lee the gun writer Williams, I'm viewed as an extremist for exercising my constitutional rights.
It's a sad state of affairs, but yeah, it's true. I'd love to see some prosecutions under the color of law. I think it's applicable as hell. Hell yeah, bring it on.
The only law enforcement officials that would be even remotely inclined to do such a thing would be some constitutional sheriffs, and we haven't seen any move on that. You know, it's interesting. I had Sheriff Mack on the broadcast on Sunday. Listeners, viewers, if you missed Sunday's broadcast, and look, all 3 hours was amazing. Powerhouse Hour 1 with Gottlieb and A.W.R. Hawkins, two regular contributors who are as powerful as the day is long. The Roundtable, CEO of Car Arms, Justin Moon, CEO of Lead Slingers, Brad Primo, combat vet, founder of that great company. And in addition to that, we had, of course, Neil McCabe, former One American News Network, on camera, White House correspondent and Capitol Hill correspondent. If you watch One American News, you saw Neil daily, all day long, gracing your television screens. This is a powerhouse lineup. Hour two was Sheriff Richard Mack, the founder of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. And it was an incredible hour. If you have, and I never say this, but I will now, if you can only listen to 1 hour, make it number two. And Sheriff Mack, he'll be back on the show, and he's going to be on about once a month now. But it was really powerful stuff, Lee. I could see a constitutional sheriff making a move like that, but I'm not familiar with anything happening along those lines. Are you?
I have not heard of any prosecutions, not to say that there isn't probable cause out there for it. I agree with you. I think it would have to be somebody with a constitutional sheriff who has nothing to lose by doing this. But some of these little tin pot dictators that are rising to the top here and enjoying issuing their little imperial fiats, they need to be charged. They are violating people's civil rights, plain and simple. It would be an open and shut case.
I would like to think that's the case. However, the Walters v. Kemp case,
yeah,
is an open and shut case. My wife can't get her permit because the probate judge refuses to sign concealed weapon. Let me make that straight in Georgia. I want to get it right. But in Georgia, we have a GWL, Georgia Weapons License, that allows us to carry whatever weapon we want, not just a firearm. It's a weapons license. And because the probate judge made the unilateral decision, well, all of them did, they did it unilaterally. They all did it, and their attorney supported them. You had every county in the state of Georgia refuse to sign those permits in a shall issue state. It's open and shut. Her right to carry outside the home, outside the car, was violated. We sued in federal court. The federal judge himself, an Obama appointee, found that she did have standing against the probate judge, and the probate judge did not deny it. He didn't contest her position. But Lee, he was still signing marriage certificates. He was still doing will stuff and probate stuff. The offices were still open. It's pretty open and shut, unless you're an Obama appointee federal judge who says, yeah, well, no, I'm not going to give you the injunction anyway, even though, you know. So is anything ever really open and shut?
Well, I'm so sick of this. Yeah, I get your point. it's like if it involves guns, we're second-class right. citizens. I've said this for years. I'm so sick of it. Oh, it's a gun thing? Okay, well, then it's okay to violate your civil rights.
Well, here's what we say down south. We're fitting to find out something different here. As you know, we're on Supreme Court watch closely now. 10 cases, Second Amendment cases, all of them good ones. All of them good ones. That's why they're there. 5 of them, by the way, are Second Amendment Foundation cases, viewers and listeners. And the court is getting ready to take one or two. And the general consensus is they can't decide yet which ones to take. Lee, will you be shocked if they take 0?
You know, I've wasted years of my life speculating what the black robes would do, not only at that level, but at other ones, too. I will unfortunately not be shocked if they don't take one. I hope they do. Alan and Second Amendment Foundation have some great cases. If they're looking to send a message, take one of the Second Amendment Foundation cases, take two of them, bundle them up, and I would be more than happy.
I'm with you on this. I am of the firm belief, I agree with Alan. Alan is pretty convinced they're going to take not just one, but maybe two cases based on the type of cases. However, I will not be shocked if none are taken. It just in today's day and age, I hate to say that, but I really, truly wouldn't be surprised if they don't. I'm just going to shake my head and, like everything else, go, well, there you go. Par for the course, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, we've become used to that kind of mistreatement. And that
is mistreatment.
Too needs to end. It is.
Hey, Lee, it is a second-class citizen. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Let's spend the next 4 minutes. No, you know what? No, let's not. Let's spend this area. Let's spend the remainder of this segment talking this stuff. Then in the next segment, how about we go over your 10 tips for working from home? I kind of laughed at them. Is that okay?
Good. That's perfect, Mark.
All right. Does it surprise you now that Michigan, you and I talked about this last week. You know, you had the open carry rally. Well, it wasn't an open carry rally. It was a protestation of Governor Half-Whitmer in Michigan violating everyone's constitutional and civil rights. And some of those individuals showed up lawfully armed at the state house. And of course, you got three or four boneheads that make fools of themselves, okay, and try to destroy it for the rest of everybody. I support armed protesters or protesters who are breaking no laws, who are lawfully protesting in a place they have a lawful right to be, acting peacefully and lawfully. I don't have a problem with that. Now, that argument could be made, and I have argued on the other side of that in the past. But because of this situation, I supported these protesters that were out there for the reason that they were out there, and that was the violation of their rights. And some of them chose to be armed. We can argue. It's a fair argument to decide whether or not some of them were or not. But Michigan now, a Capitol Commission that most people didn't even know about existed in Michigan, is now going to vote to study the possible ban on the Capitol building in Michigan. Does that surprise you?
No, it's a massive overreaction and definitely treads heavily upon their rights, but it does not surprise me.
How about, Lee, the moms, and I'm sure you probably saw this, I don't want to catch you off guard, but it's something that we can talk about whether you saw it or not, and that is the armed individuals in North Carolina, one of whom was carrying an inert AT-4 anti-tank weapon and two pistols while going to a subway. There were nine of these boneheads, and these guys were boneheads. Walking down the street, they were actually intimidating a couple with a baby stroller coming across the street. This idiot was carrying a gigantic pipe wrench, making stupid comments on camera. Yeah, well, this thing does a lot of good stuff and builds a lot of things. It also tears up a lot of things, too. Is that good for our cause, Lee?
No, and that goes back to just because we can doesn't mean we should. No AT-4s, please. Even inert ones. Even tubes that have already been shot.
Okay, when we come back, yeah, boy, I'm telling you, thanks a lot for that, guys. Thanks a lot for that.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Indeed, welcome back. Again, thank you for tuning in on whatever platform, whatever radio station, whatever television station. And if you're on the live stream, we appreciate it. It's great to be with you every single day. A couple notes of business here. Rob Pincus and I jump on Facebook live stream every single day. Those shows are growing like a weed, an awful lot of fun, and I know a lot of you are enjoying that. So make sure to go to Facebook.com/Armed American Radio and watch us every day in the Armed American Radio Video Network studios. There's always a fun topic for everybody. I mentioned that I was drinking Defender Coffee. I am in a Defender Coffee mug. You support the Second Amendment by simply drinking coffee because Defender Coffee allows you to send the profits to whatever organization of your choice they have listed. Of course, I give mine to the Second Amendment Foundation, and I'm also a member of the Board of Directors of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms in conjunction with Mr. Alan Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation. Quick shout to all of our sponsors, Lead Slinger's Whiskey, Crossbreed Holsters. Crossbreed Holsters got a ton of sales going on. Visit crossbreedholsters.com and take advantage of some of those discounts. They're very busy, about 14 days out on shipping, so order now. You will not be disappointed. MyPillow, you guys are breaking records at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AAR. Support your gun rights while you're sleeping, and then support your gun rights when you wake up and have coffee. It's a great combination. I'm telling you. And, of course, this is the Car Arms Platinum Microphone and GunBroker.com just going out of their way to support Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense and the Monster Cast. It's free. Just go over and peruse the 1.5 million auctions every single day. Of course, the Second Amendment Foundation, North American Arms doing it right. Sadie's coming on the program in the next few days. And I mentioned, oh, Front Sight's got that secure deal for you for free over there at the class. Make sure to go to frontsight.com.
/Mark. Go ahead and put that in there and check it out, and you get that course over there. And I know a number of you on the Facebook page do some shooting over there on a regular basis as members. Good to hear from you guys. And I think that covers it for me there. Let's go back over to, oh, you know, Pulse TV, those masks. Text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 58445. And take advantage of your dollar masks, disposable. They're great. We're wearing them at the ranch. Lee the Gunwriter Williams, welcome back, brother.
Good to be here again.
Hey, Lee, so, you know, you're not used to working from home. You know, I know the building you work in. We've broadcasted the show from there before. I'm looking forward to doing it again. So can I start off the list here and I maybe read each one and you tell us a little bit about it? Is that okay?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Viewers and listeners, this is Lee the Gunwriter Williams' top 10 tips for working from home. I like number one, breakfast beers are okay. Go ahead.
There's nothing wrong with the beer for breakfast as long as they're consumed in moderation. But what constitutes moderation? Well, I use a rule of threes, 3, 6, 9. Of course, if you're drinking the tall boys, then it's rule of fours, 4, 8, 12. Yeah, the whole thing's written tongue in cheek, brother.
And I know, but I love it.
I know. But I've only had a couple of breakfast beers since I've been forced to stay in my home, but they have been enjoyable.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I don't drink a lot of beer anymore. I love beer. It's very refreshing to me over the years. But, it, you know, as you get all this beer, you know, it's all carbonated. It bloats you up. But I tell you what, I woke up like at 3 o'clock in the morning a couple weeks ago and was craving a beer. I did not drink when I easily could have because I was so thirsty. I went for a Diet Dr. Pepper instead. But that's the first time that's happened in a long time. I like the way you put on here. This is science-y stuff. With your rule of three and rule of fours. Number two, your workstation should be clean, comfortable, and easily defensible. What do you mean by that?
Well, I got some crap from some of the good-natured ribbing because I took a picture of my workstation. Some of my colleagues saw it. And, yeah, there was a handgun there. But you never know.
What's wrong with that? Is that supposed to shock somebody?
Well, it does shock some of the folks, but the good folks that I work with, they're not used to seeing those evil handguns around. But, you know, I'm working here, looking outside. You never know. So it's better to have one. And they're like pens. They're good to have around when you need one, brother, as you very well
know. They do know that you're the gun writer, right, your colleagues?
Exactly.
Okay, all right. So that shouldn't shock you if you're watching, guys, okay? Number three, you can have bacon with every meal. Oh, dude, really? Bacon with every meal? That rocks. Tell us.
If you like bacon with every meal, and who doesn't, I recommend switching up the presentation, i.e. bacon and eggs, bacon sandwiches, bacon and ham, bacon pizza, bacon and beef jerky. That way, your menu planning never gets boring or repetitive.
Bacon and reloading, too, right?
Yes, absolutely. Bacon and bacon, journalism.
You know, BLTs while you're reloading or something, just keep your hands washed, right? And this one I love because it's so true. Be nice to vegans. And the reason I say what's true is not necessarily being nice to vegans. You should be nice to everybody all the time. Just be nice, right? But be nice to vegans. What is it about vegans?
Working from home is especially difficult for vegans because they're unable to tell someone every 20 minutes that they're vegan.
That is so true.
Everyone who's in the home with them knows their grazing habits. Keep this in mind and be kind. Vegans are an odd but gentle folk.
You know, I can't tell you how many times I've got a couple good friends that are vegans and they will remind me of that all the time, even though I already know, guys, and you know who you are. Number five. Now, I got to disagree with this one with you only for one reason. I spend most of my working day in headphones for various reasons, which is why I can't use AirPods or earbuds. Those things drive me nuts and I just don't like the look of them sticking out of my ears. I can't wear them.
I don't even know I'm wearing them anymore. I keep them in all day long.
Wow.
That way, when the wife approaches with, you know, since you're home, you must be able to do honey-do lists. I can point at them and say, I'm on an important call. Meanwhile, I'm jamming to AC/DC or podcasts whatever.
Well, here's some advice. We can hear that. So be careful. Sometimes we can hear that, okay? Number seven, take constructive breaks, such as...
organizing the gun safe for the 100th time, cleaning a rifle. I've cleaned all my rifles so many times, I'm worrying about stripping the rifling out of them if I clean them anymore. Breaks are supposed to be fun. They shouldn't be drudgery. View this as me time.
You know, and my dad, I got to give some kudos here to my father, who, when I first got out of college and went to work years ago, I went to work for a trucking company up in Pennsylvania for overnight transportation company. And my dad gave me some great advice. He says, I know you're going to be busy. I know you're a go-getter. I know you're going to be working your tail off. Always remember to take a lunch break. And what my dad meant by that was, metaphorically speaking, not eat as a lunch break. He was saying, remember to take a break for some time for yourself. And isn't that just good, flat-out good advice? And isn't that what you're saying there?
Absolutely. Do not work nonstop. Get some me time in there. I always had a sergeant when I was a policeman that said, if you don't get a meal break, that's not your fault. But if you don't eat or take a break, that is your fault. So take breaks.
There you go. Number eight, have work T-shirts and shorts and lounging T-shirts and shorts so you can feel like you're working. Is that why?
Yeah, and then change into your lounging clothes. I have two specific piles. I'm not kidding. I actually do. This helps with goal setting, Mark. This is important stuff. This is a pro tip. Trust me.
Okay. I take that to heart when the gun writer says that. Number nine, cover up the camera on your computer with duct tape. Why? Who's watching me? Woo!
Well, man, I get these Skype calls and Zoom calls and all this crap. And, you know, everybody's like, where's Lee? But I just keep telling them, well, there must be something wrong with the camera or the software or something. I don't know. This alleviates the need for me to shave, which I have not done since I was locked down, or get rid of my bed hair.
And, you know, let me give some advice to those of you who are using the Zoom cameras. You know, you can go into the Zoom settings and change the background behind you.
Yeah.
So we don't look at your kitchen table. If you're using a laptop, prop it up so you're not seen. I mean, it is astonishing to me how many professional TV people are wearing a stupid earphone plug in their ear when you don't have to do that. I'm sitting here in a professional studio now, and you'll note that I don't have earphones in. I'm not wearing my cans. My sound is coming through speakers. You can do that. It works. You don't have to be that bonehead that sits there with these things coming out. So I'm just giving you some advice. But you can, if you want to, that's fine. You know, we used to give away the Bonehead of the Year award. We're going to have to, or Bonehead of the Week. We're going to have to start doing it again. Lee, I'm going to have to say goodbye. We're getting number 10. Unfollow anyone on social media who posts about anything healthy. Lee the Gunwriter Williams, thanks, man. We're going to get up and do it again tomorrow here in the Armed American Radio, GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone tomorrow because we can and they don't want us to. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio, the stream, and on television.